It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of Wrestling for the Culture. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters, back this week. Hope you guys checked out the intro. You may have noticed that a couple of pictures have been swapped out. I swapped the pictures out and I never brought it to you guys' attention. So, I don't know. Some people watch all intros. Some people skip through intros. I'm saying, look, if you watch intros or you I've seen a bunch of episodes. I already know what the intro look like. Check out this one. So, it's the same template, just a couple of pictures flip-flop. Before we get started, make sure you're following us at Wrestling Realm. Make sure you're subscribed down below on YouTube. Click to subscribe to the show. Share it with your friends. If you're a wrestler, send in your content each week. Send it, tell your friends. There's other wrestlers of color in the locker room with you. Go ahead, let them know. There's a show called Wrestling for the Culture, brought to you by the Wrestling Realm, that will feature your highlights, you know. So let's get right into it. We're going to start with WWE. I'm about to draw blank. Stomping Grounds, new pay-per-view concept, where we saw Kofi Kingston successfully defend his WWE Championship against Dolph Ziggler. Now, I'm going to pick a bone, and I'm going to call out my good brother Terrence, because I know he's watching. He tweeted from his podcast account talking about talking about wrestling. Excuse me, I just drew a blank again. Wow, what a night. And he was stating that Kofi always has to barely win his matches. Why can't he be booked like Cena? And I'm thinking, John Cena was different, just like Hogan. He's a superhero. If you look at these champions, you know, first of all, I'm happy that Kofi has the title, and I'm not trying to have an attitude of, let's just take what we get because we should be happy we're here in the first place. I'm not taking that route. But I've really started thinking, most of Kofi's wins was always, you know, kind of barely escaping because he's been the babyface. It's never been, like, too dominant. You know, he's hitting Trouble in Paradise. It's not like he's not beating people with his finisher. It's not like his finisher looks weak. If you go back to the match at WrestleMania, he only connected with it once, and then 1, 2, 3, it was over. So I'm fine with that. I like the way he's being booked as champion. Shout out to my homeboy D. D and Roger feel like he's not having credible opponents. Well, Dolph Ziggler is a former world heavyweight champion, be as it may, 2 times. But we really count the second time. And we know Dolph Ziggler always doing the job, but there's no denying he's a good wrestler. I look at, and Matt Morgan out there said that you had 2 mid-card guys. First of all, I don't want to hear anything Matt Morgan has to say. You know, especially when it comes to the WWE product. And that's just me. I know for all that, I listen to my friends. I listen to my buddy, my brother, Glenn Thomas, when he do his wrestling recaps. I take more credibility in what he's saying. Or shout out to this new podcast I've been listening to, Those Wrestling Girls. I take more credibility in what they're saying. You know, because they're not coming off as know-it-alls, just simply as fans who enjoy the product and enjoy talking about it. Yes, we have our grievances, and then yes, we have our things that we like, but we're not sitting up here trying to come off as know-it-alls. And that's what the issue I have with a Matt Morgan. So I'm fine with Kofi's title reign. I'm recording this during Monday Night Raw, which usually I record on Sunday, but shout out to my sister and her husband, Terrell. They got married, so I was going to mix this in with Break It Down with Brian H., but I said it was just too much going on, so I wanted to make sure it's had its own show this week. But I watched it, and I said, hey, now Samoa Joe attacked him after Kofi beat Sami Zayn. Then he beat Kevin Owens. Now Samoa Joe attacks him. Are you happy now? Is that a credible opponent? You know, right after WrestleMania, we didn't get your normal rematch that we always get, which I would have been fine with, Daniel Bryan being my favorite wrestler of all time, to see him and Kofi after an incredible match that they had, Match of the Night at WrestleMania 35, do it again. But we didn't get that right away. We got a couple weeks on Raw later. But nonetheless, now we're getting Kofi and Samoa Joe. So I'm looking to see where that goes. But let's move on. I mean, let's stick right here. And so, okay, there we go. Ricochet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Ricochet is your brand new WWE United States Champion. He defeated Samoa Joe at WWE Stomping Ground. Definitely was a surprise. We watched the pre-show that I did. I thought that it was going to be Ricochet losing. But nonetheless, I'm glad he was able to pick up the championship. It's a great start to his career. Ricochet is definitely going to be one of those mid-card warriors, I think. One of them people who's going to be steal some shows. He's going to put on great matches. I can't wait to see how this title run goes for him. And the biggest thing, next week we'll probably talk about it. Or if we'll talk about it this week, we'll break it down with Brian H. When Ricochet takes on AJ Styles. Because he was challenged by AJ. Just let him know, you know, gave him a congratulations and said, see you on Raw. And then rounding out with the WWE stuff, or I should say from Stomping Grounds, Roman Reigns once again defeats Drew McIntyre. But they also set up something on Raw where Roman had to face Shane O'Mac and Drew McIntyre. Unfortunately, he was beat up by both of them. But then suddenly, the man that Roman beat at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, Florida, The Undertaker showed up. And now is official. At the next pay-per-view, Extreme Rules, we're going to get Roman Reigns and The Undertaker in a Teddy Long special, a tag team match, taking on Drew McIntyre and Shane O'Mac. So that's going to be something to see. We're going to move on before we get into the independents. I hope you guys got a chance to check out The Wrestlers, which comes on Viceland this past weekend, where we saw they discussed women who unfortunately experience domestic violence, and these are wrestlers. So we saw Mia Yim featured in there, and she was able to talk about her story. I'm not going to lie, it was a very tough watch for me. Me, somebody who knows Mia Yim personally, it was a very tough watch, but I was happy bringing awareness to this because this needs to stop. Men, keep your hands off women. It's just that simple. If you don't like what she say, leave. There's no excuse for it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But I was happy to see Mia Yim featured. Especially then if you watched NXT this past week. You know, after two consecutive victories over Bianca Belair, they also had featured her and just talked about her upbringing. And now she's next in line, I believe. I don't know if they made it official yet, but she's definitely coming for that NXT Women's Championship. Now, let's take it to the indies. So, you know, like to definitely give a shout out to other podcasts. We got the Black Wrestling Podcast. They just unveiled their top 50 black pro wrestlers. You can already guess who's number one this year, but you know, there's the PWI magazine, then there is the you know, they do the 500, then they do the top 50 women. But Black Wrestling did a top 50 black pro wrestlers, as they said. So make sure you check that out at Black Wrestling. Make sure I got this right on the Instagram, because I want to make sure I gave the proper shout out. Pardon me for not having it. Yeah, just simply Black Wrestling. No G at the end. R. You know, if you're looking on YouTube, you'll see Black Wrestling. But make sure you check them out. Check out the complete list. Wrestlers, see where you rank. You probably know by now, but I definitely wanted to give a shout out to them. So moving on, we have Kacey Lennox having a successful debut this past week at Brick City Pro Wrestling, where she was victorious over the one and only Lexi Gomez. So Kacey Lennox still doing her thing each and everywhere she goes. Obviously, you know, somebody asked her, you know, they put on that they want to see her sign to the WWE. Why didn't WWE sign? She said simply, I'm signing MLW. So make sure you check her out on MLW, whether you're watching on television or if you're watching it on YouTube. So let's move on. We're going to go to, where are we? Right here. CWF, yes. Sorry about that. So we go to CWF, Mid-Atlantic Rising Generation League. Well, I should say for the Rising Generation League Championship, we saw Cool J defeat Buddy Flowers. So Cool J defeat Buddy Flowers in the CWF Mid-Atlantic Rising Generation League title match. And then we also saw Cam Carter defeat DeAndre Johnson. So congratulations to them. Also, quick note, I don't have any pictures, but I talked to Dr. D. Y'all know who Dr. D is by now, Daryl Johnson. He let me know that L. O'Neal defeated Mr. Jones by a countout this past week. And just to give you the exact reading from Dr. D, at EWA Summer Sizzle 2019, Electric L. O'Neal beats the show Mr. Jones by countout. So congratulations to him. Shout out to Dr. D. We definitely have some things coming, collabo coming up. Stay tuned for that. All right, so now we go to Wrestle Circus. And in a triple threat match, we saw the one, the only Desmond Xavier be victorious over JT Dunn and Jake Atlas. So congratulations to Desmond Xavier on his victory. Sticking right at Wrestle Circus, we saw the Rascals retain the Big Top Tag Team Championship in a match against Regal Twins and Private Party. So yeah, hopefully, I know you guys have been checking out AEW, where you see Private Party was featured. Unfortunately, they did not win the tag titles, but they were featured on the AEW YouTube channel. So make sure you check that out. And then for the Ringmaster Championship, it was Scorpio Sky defeating Tessa Blanchard to retain the Ringmaster Championship at Wrestle Circus. And then moving on, we saw a first ever happen this past week as Carissa Rivera becomes the first ever Legendary Action Wrestling of New York City's Women's Champion. So Carissa Rivera not only won, but call her Carissa Two Belts. And then rounding off, we saw Prince Adonis with a victory this past week in the 901 Wrestling Classic, the first round match, due to his opponent not showing. So he was simply scared to go against the Prince himself. And then down in PWX, at their event, you know, the event was built around the Syndicate. It was built around them. Simply titled, We Deserve It. The Syndicate had came to kick butt and take names. But a shock happened. In the main event, Jason Kay turned his back on Elijah Evans and cost him the PWX Championship. And what would happen? The Syndicate would join Jason Cade. And if you go to their Twitter at PWX Wrestling, you'll see Jason Cade explain why. But it is simply, it is fact, folks. He is the new leader of the Syndicate. So Jason Cade has a bad attitude, and his bad attitude has went to a whole new level. All right, so make sure you are checking out the Black Wrestling Alliance. Now we present Black Gold, where the Black Wrestling Alliance highlights all of the wrestlers of color. Well, it's on Instagram. They have a Twitter. Well, A-Dazzle, I should say that. It's one man show over there. A-Dazzle doing this thing. He has a Twitter. He has an Instagram. Make sure you check him out on Facebook as well, but Instagram is where you'll see all the highlights. Puts a lot of time and effort into the page, into the graphics, and a lot of people follow him. So make sure you check that out. So we start off with Task Force becoming the new SWA Tag Team Champions. It's their third tag team title reign since their first this past November. Then the group known as Brothers in Arms. You can call them Brothers with Belts. So we start off with the new tag team champions. The members, Jason Dugan and JD Dalton, claim the titles this past week. So they are the new Atomic Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And then they also have a new hardcore champion amongst the group. Ray Zion became the new Atomic Wrestling Hardcore 7-Eleven champion. Man, you gotta love these names. These wrestling names. It's so cool. So make sure you check out the Black Wrestling Alliance on Instagram. So, and as I said the other day, you know, I checked out a new podcast called Those Wrestling Girls. So make sure you check them out. If you love women's wrestling, or if you love women that talk about wrestling, you get all in one, because they'll talk about everything else, but you get to hear the women talk about women in wrestling. So make sure you check that out. And of course, go to your screen if you're on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you are following at Wrestling Realm, following at Wrestling Realm on Instagram and Twitter. Like the Facebook fan page. Subscribe down low, and make sure you are subscribe to the podcast, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it, we're there. Until the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. Make sure you check out Break It Down with Brian H. coming to you this week. One thing we got to talk about, Seth Rollins, he's got a lot to say on the internet. So we're going to talk about that now. We're going to talk about AJ Styles and Ricochet. Till the next time, I'm Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's episode of Wrestling for the Culture. For more episodes or more content from the Wrestling Realm Network, hit the subscribe button down low. Make sure you turn on the bell for notifications. Till the next time, too sweet.